Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Marcy Ann, and this is my midweek pick me up energy show for all of those of you in the middle of the week looking for a little energy. Because today I want to talk about energy vampires, and because the last 2 weeks for me have been, I've been in school with these energy vampires. So the drain on my energy began when I found out by watching Judge Judy that a 21-year-old black girl who had asthma was getting $1,100 a month Social Security disability because she said she just couldn't work because she had asthma. But she was able to have two children with no father, a six-year-old and a new baby 2 weeks old. I was so hurt by this because, you know, I've worked 50 years and paid into Social Security all that time. And I get $1,450 a month, and here she gets $1,100 a month at 21 years old for never having worked a day of her life and just producing illegitimate children. But let me tell you, hurt is really anger. You feel hurt, but you're angry. I was angry. It was angry. And then I found out that Yelp was running a review about my business from 8 years ago, and they have it posted as a May 2014 wedding, which makes it look like it just happened. But the truth is, this happened probably back around the time that Yelp started. And no one even knew who Yelp was or what their intentions were. And nobody looked at Yelp to get recommendations about businesses back then. So it didn't hurt my business. But today, people do look at Yelp. And Yelp is running this review right under my listing on the internet. So again, I was very hurt, but I was angry. I was angry. This is so unfair. Because actually what happened wasn't my fault at all. And the bride even says that in the review, that what I did for her was fine. But I had provided a photographer and a videographer for her event, and the videographer failed to provide his services for her. And, of course, I've said hundreds of times to brides and on my show, I'm in business where you can't make a mistake, ever. And as a vendor in the wedding business, none of us ever gets a second chance to do our duty or to correct a mistake. And in the 20 years that I've been doing weddings, I've only had two weddings where I made a mistake in doing thousands and thousands of weddings. And in both cases, we were able to resolve the issue, and we did have the wedding. But I've always told my brides, you know, the best thing you can do is hire professionals to do your wedding. And everybody's going to come and going to be able to, and are going to be doing their best to do their job because we know we only get one chance to do it. But also know, no matter what happens, you will end up being married. And my suggestion to you is hire the best wedding professionals that you can, get beautiful, and come to your wedding, and then whatever happens, happens. But no, you will end up being married that day. Just release the day to be what it is going to be. Now, in the case of the wedding that happened 8 years ago that Yelp is currently reviewing, the videographer I hired to do the wedding had worked for me for 5 years. He had always come on time. He always sent out a romantic video to the bride and groom afterwards in good time. He had fantastic equipment, actually. He had that big video camera that TV stations use. But everyone today would know this was a long time ago when this happened, because the complaint was he forgot to put the tape into the machine. And everyone knows today that video cameras are digital. But what happened here was this man had some kind of an attack. It was like a small TIA, you know. He was disoriented, confused, and he did try to stay and video the wedding. But when he left, he went straight to emergency. He was admitted into the hospital and was there for several months. It was some kind of a complete emotional and physical breakdown. And he was in rehab for about 2.5 years, unable to work. Now, he did call me about 6 months ago. He said he was back to, quote-unquote, normal, and what I consider booking him again for weddings. And I said, you know, Michael, I thank you for all the years that you worked for me and the good service that you provided, but I'm not taking any chances, and so I'm sorry. I have a new videographer now that I'm using. Now, I know that not getting a video of your wedding, which is a one-time-only event that you can't do over so you can get the video, is traumatic, and every bride in the world would be upset about this. But then to say that no one should ever book Marcy Ann for her wedding is totally unfair and very hurtful, because since I've done her wedding, I have done thousands of weddings that have been perfect. So I sent that review out to all my brides and grooms of this year, and I asked them to write a review and send it to Yelp. And everyone responded that they would. And one bride said, well, I can understand that she was angry, and she wanted to take her anger out on someone, so she took it out on you. And I did call my attorney, and I asked if he had had any other complaints about Yelp. He said, yes. Thousands. But he said there is nothing any of us can do right now, because every single vendor who has tried to sue Yelp about this kind of unethical practice doesn't win, because what they do is legal. So far, they haven't done anything criminal. But to me, using a review from 2008 and posting it at May 2014 is pretty criminal. The attorney said the only way to stop Yelp is with a class action suit, and no attorney wants to do this because they don't think there would be enough money available for the settlement to pay all of us for the damages and to pay the attorneys. So I just was very hurt by all of this, and I was very angry. And I could feel this criminal action penetrating into my auric fields. And I could feel my heart bleeding. It was just like an arrow had been shot into my heart. Because I have poured my love into my business for these last 20 years. And I've had a first page Google presence on the internet since 1997. I've married couples from all 50 states and 28 foreign countries. I have provided the most professional services for a beach wedding in Laguna Beach that any bride could possibly want. And I have always felt that if a bride finds me, she has found not only the very best possible person to do her beach wedding, but I know everything about everything else. All the best places to eat and who to talk to there. I know them personally. Best places to stay. Best florists. Best hairdresser. Best photographers. And, yes, best videographers. Because I live here. I'm in constant contact with all of the area happenings. I know all the other wedding vendors. I know all the changes taking place in the area. You know, brides ask me about a lot of different things besides their wedding. And I say, oh, yeah, I know. That's what they advertise on their website. But let me tell you what is really true. Because there's a Laguna Beach motel that advertises on the internet, and the pictures make it look like they are oceanfront. But it is across the street from the ocean, and you can't and you can't get across the six lanes of traffic to get across that street. And if you could get across the street, you would then have to walk two blocks south to actually be able to have access down the cliff 1,000 steps to the beach. You can see the ocean from your room. You just can't get there. Well, I felt like this attack was evilly designed to coerce me into paying Yelp for advertising. But what else was going on in my life right at this time? Well, you know, you have to look at the entire picture, the great big picture. And I had been trying to decide if I wanted to still do weddings next year. So this was a great big attack that helped to decide this for me. Because I'm not going to pay to advertise on Yelp. I'm just going to quit doing weddings. I'm going to finish out this year, but I'm not going to book any weddings for 2015. So I was trying to make a decision about my future, okay? And so an energy vampire showed up. Because, you know, in the higher dimensions, there really isn't any right or wrong. There isn't any good or bad. There isn't any evil in the way that we think about evil. So actually, Yelp was just a handy way for me to get the answer I needed about what I should do. Now, in my case, you know, you have to know yourself. I'm a Taurus. My modus of operation is that I just don't know when to quit. I don't know when to get out. I don't know when it's the end. I am in there forever and ever. Amen. I don't ever give up. I don't ever turn back. I stand my ground. But you know what? Life is in cycles and circles. Life is not a straight line. Life has bell curves. Life is like the ocean. It has high tide and low tide. And it's always been harder for me to know when a cycle has been completed or when I'm at the top of the bell curve or maybe I'm at low tide. Because I'm a reflector and I'm barely connected here at all. You know, when my friend Linda ran her QX on me, and you can learn about what the QX is on my show that's entitled Dr. McCoy's Tricorder for Today. It runs a computer program on all of the 250,000 programs running in your body at any given time. And she said I was 94% spirit and only 6% grounded here. So this is why it's hard for me to know the cycles and circles. So I have to get these big kicks in the pants. So an energy vampire came along and presented a situation to me that required an action. And since there wasn't anything I could do legally, I just took a step back and looked at everything with my 6% attachment. And immediately I knew that this was not only a deliberate attack by Yelp at this time, but it also was a deliberate revelation from Spirit for me to be able to make the decision I was trying to make. So, mission accomplished. Next. Well, the next thing that happened was I got a call from a man I had worked with a few years ago to do a television program for seniors. The show was called The Celebration of Aging, and I was a co-host with him and another senior lady named Pat. Pat was 85, I was 75, and Harry was 65, so we represented three generations in the aging scene. And we had a cute interplay between us, and Harry was able to get the show on 126 public access television stations across the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. Well, when he called, he said that Pat had passed away, and now he would like to do a new show. And he wanted to know if I would be interested in being the host of the new show. Could we meet and talk about it? So I said, okay. Well, as it turned out, his idea was to talk about obesity and have obese people on the show. And I told him I just wouldn't be interested in that. I couldn't see how that would even be interesting or helpful. So then he volunteers, Annie and I are breaking up. Oh, boy, this was a sudden departure from the matter at hand. And then he said, Pat had said to me while we were doing the show that you had asked about me, if I was married or had a girlfriend. And I had asked Pat about him because he's a good-looking man. He's in good shape. He walks 5 miles a day with 10-pound weights on each ankle. He swims 35 laps in the pool twice a week. He's constantly going to class at Saddleback Community College or Irvine College or Orange Coast College, learning about all kinds of things. And he's become very skilled at videoing and editing segments to make an interesting TV show. He's aggressive in marketing his ideas, but here he was already shopping, even though Annie hadn't even moved out yet. When is she moving out? I asked. She's putting in applications, he said. We haven't had sex in 7 months, he volunteered. And now the 3% of me in the 6% that is of me that's here, the 3% of me that's female and the 6% of me that is here, immediately felt an invasion of this masculine energy, looking for a place to put his penis. And although this was not a totally unacceptable idea as far as I was concerned, I mean, he is a cute guy, I said, Harry, you know, most men your age are looking for someone to cook and clean and do laundry. And I don't do any of those things. And he looked shocked. You don't cook? Oh, gosh, I love home cooking. I said, I know. The old English word that originally for bride meant to cook. But I'm not going to be a bride at this age. And I saw when I first moved into this senior community that the men were all retired. They were all out playing golf, swimming, playing pool, going to classes and stuff, just like you. But the women were all still cooking and cleaning and doing laundry. Even the 89-year-old woman who lives downstairs from me still cooks every day for her brother and her son who live with her. She has the same cleaning lady I do who also does her laundry for her, but she's still cooking and doing dishes every day. So actually, you could say I am retired from cooking and cleaning and doing laundry. Well, for the next few weeks, we texted and telephoned back and forth, had a couple rendezvous at the coffee shop at the mall, and then he said, can you go swimming Friday? I said, okay, I'll meet you at the pool. Well, then the next morning, I got up with a bladder infection. Strange? Nope, not strange. If you know that the bladder is the one place that gets upset when we are angry, and here I had been very angry about Yelp and this 21-year-old black girl getting $1,100 a month Social Security disability. So the anger stored all up in my bladder, and my bladder got inflamed. So I told him, I texted him back. I said, I'm not going to be able to go. I have a bladder infection. So he said, okay, how about next week? And I said, all right. But now I could feel this new energy field operating. As Harry was bearing down to set up something so he probably couldn't feel alone, you know, it's hard for a man to be alone, and he's, you know, trying to get things set up for when Annie leaves. And I was feeling the pressure. So when it came time for the next week, and I had to text Harry and say that I couldn't go again because the original antibiotic the doctor gave me didn't work. And I had to go back and get a different one. And so I said, well, I think perhaps this is a divine delay, Harry. And he says, I don't do well with these kinds of delays. I live my life in an organized and purposeful fashion. I don't like it when things don't work out. The 6% of me thought, really, maybe this is why Annie is leaving. And I said, have you been feeling like the energies are really intense right now? Because I sure have been feeling intense and stressed. And he said, well, I live my life like that. And then I knew. This intense energy field that I had allowed into my life was another energy vampire looking to satisfy his appetites for his own purposes. And I decided right then to cut the cord. And as soon as I did cut that cord, I just used the blue flame of Archangel Michael's sword, and I cut that cord. And then I had an instantaneous relief, and a great calm surrounded me. It was like first there had been a big hurricane, and then there was peace. Like going from being in a tornado to just relaxing at the pool on a nice balmy afternoon. Well, the diversion with Harry was provided got my attentions off of being angry about Yelp and the black girl. So finally, my body was able to get back in balance, and the bladder infection began to clear up. So although this was a chaotic, intense time, as I applied spiritual awareness to these situations, I was able to restore my peace. And when I prayed about Yelp, the Spirit said to me that there is a perfect timing for the adjudication of the Yelp's business practices. And as for the black girl, she's just taking advantage of a program that was conceived originally in innocence to help the helpless, but this has been totally corrupted by attorneys and doctors. Actually, the attorneys and doctors who validate Social Security disability for thousands and thousands of people who are perfectly capable of working are true energy vampires. Okay, so a vampire has been acknowledged since ancient times as a mythical being who subsists by feeding on the essence of living creatures. Now, the Bible says that the life of a person is in their blood. You know, that's why doctors take blood tests, because the blood can tell anything there is to know about a person. And a vampire has always been associated with drinking blood. Sort of an example of vampirism is actually in the role of the priest who turns the wine into the blood of Jesus and then drinks it on behalf of the parishioners during the Eucharist. And then the Catholics drink the wine, which they believe now has been turned into blood by the priest. Now, of course, they're not thinking in terms of being a vampire, because they've been taught that they are receiving the life and the power of Jesus into their life. But this is exactly what an energy vampire does. They draw out the life and the power of the person into their own life in order to sustain their own life and their own purposes and their own plans and satisfy their own appetites, needs, desires, and wants. And we are more vulnerable to an energy vampire when we are in a state of indecision, like I was, or if we have a need or a desire that isn't fulfilled by ourselves. You know how you could be at the beach or at the park and there aren't any birds around, but you just toss down a crumb of bread and suddenly a whole flock of birds show up and descend down upon that breadcrumb? Because they're in a constant and intuitive sense of acquiring food for their sustenance. So somehow they either see the crumb or they smell the crumb, but somehow they instantly know that that crumb fell to the earth and is available. And this is the way it is with energy vampires. They're instantly alert to situations where they can invade the other person's essence and siphon off some of their power and suck them dry to get their own needs met. I mean, men do this all the time with women today to get their sexual needs met. They know exactly how to manipulate a woman into the bedroom. And if the woman is hoping to find a husband and thinks that sex will help her get this husband, she'll go with the man, and he will get his needs met, and she'll get, "Thanks, doll. Take care of yourself. I'll call you sometime," probably the next time he needs to have sex. Energy vampires usually have a sad story to tell, some way to get your sympathy, some way to get you to give them your attention and feel sorry for them. And you can be tricked into giving away your energy to them because we've been taught we should feel sorry for them. But in most cases, these people do not want any help, and they really don't want to change anything. They just want to keep doing what they are doing and have you feel sorry for them and give them sympathy and attention. And I've learned a long time ago to ask a question that would discover if they do want any help. And once you find out that they really don't want any help and they're going to keep doing the same thing, well, I just back off and let them alone. Just let them keep doing what they're doing. And then I have all of my energy to advance my own life and get my own needs fulfilled for myself. And now here is the big key to not being vulnerable to these energy vampires. Begin by never looking outside of yourself to get any of your own needs met, because when you do look to another person, you are opening up your auric field to someone else that you think might be able to get you what you want. But now you are vulnerable to their force field, and you submit yourself to their ideas about things and their needs and their desires. And now your own personal needs and desires have taken second place, and you now become an energy source to them, getting what they want in their life. Now, if you take communion either as a Catholic or a Protestant, and you believe that when you drink the wine, you are drinking the blood of Jesus, then know that the power of the life of Jesus is within you. And now you have all of the power and wisdom and energy to take charge of seeing that all of your own needs and desires and dreams come true for you. And if you don't regularly take communion as a reminder of the life and power of God being within you, you could have the experience of speaking in tongues, which could be a constant reminder to you that the power of God lives within you. And I do have a show in the archives about that, speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues. I have always had that assurance in my life that the power of God is within me. No matter where I've been or what I've been doing or what I've been involved in. And I recommend it as a proof of the power of God living within you. Or you can just acknowledge that you are a God spark, and the God spark beats your heart, and the power of the Spirit is within you and all of its properties, discernment, intuition, knowing, wisdom, and knowledge, everything you need to take care of yourself. And you will create an environment of personal sovereignty that is instantly recognized by these energy vampires. They will see that you have a big force field around you that they can't get through to suck you dry. They will recognize the station you have set for yourself, and they will know that there is no way they can attach themselves to you to ride along your train. And when you do this, you're not being mean to them. You're actually living your life as an example. And, of course, the hoped-for result would be that eventually everyone is going to be getting their own needs and desires and dreams fulfilled for themselves. Now, I've just completed a 7-part series of teachings called The 7 Steps to Manifesting What You Want in Your Life, and it's now available in an MP3 form on my website, www.marcyann.com. That's MarcyAnn.com. And up at the top of the main page of MarcyAnn.com, it says, click here to go to MarcyAnn's radio page. And then on the radio page, that's where you can download either all 7 teachings or just 1 or 2 if you want to just get started. And there are also 2 free meditations available to you there, which I have prepared to enable you and to support you as you start these 7 steps to manifesting all of your hopes and dreams and desires and needs and wants. So begin to prepare yourself to be protected against the energy vampires. Protect your energy. Protect your own personal essence, that life that is yours and yours alone. And within your life stream is all of the wisdom and the power and the energy to fulfill everything you need and you want in your life. And as you become stronger and stronger, you will display an energy force field to all energy vampires that says, you are not welcome here. There is no energy here for you. So just take a look at the 7 steps to manifesting what you want in your life on www.marcyann.com. And then tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for my show, Say What. I'm going to be discussing sweeping your way to the top. And if you're single and you would like to find Mr. Right or Miss Right, tune in Friday night at 7 p.m. to the Finding Mr. Right show. I'll be sharing experiences and the ways and means of romance from my 20 years of experience marrying couples at the beach. So now this is Marcy Ann saying aloha. Aloha in the ancient Hawaiian language is hello, goodbye, and I am happy with you.